Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
Okay, so you're thinking about getting away from the cold this winter? Well, reporter Pippin Ross has a green destination to suggest: Aruba. This Caribbean island off the coast of Venezuela is basically a barren rock about 20 miles long that doesn't even have a river. But Aruba does have splendid beaches, consistent sun, and exciting dives to shipwrecks and coral reefs. Tourism has recently grown so fast on Aruba that authorities are putting a moratorium on new hotel construction while developing a green plan. But you don't have to wait to sample the eco-accommodations offered by a hotelier who's leading the sustainability effort. Here's Pippin's report from her trip.
Okay, welcome this morning. We are here at the sandbar, gathered together for our beach cleanup.
At the upscale Bacuti Beach Resort in Aruba, guests are getting instructions on the beach cleanup they're asked to be part of during their stay.
We have our equipment here, plastic bags, bottle of water, some clippers.
The visitors are volunteering to help clean the beach, even though they're paying at least $260 a night to stay at the plush resort.
Like, who'd leave trash on this beautiful beach?
You know.
I mean, that's... People are people.
People are people.
And we're staying in a green hotel, so what the heck? We might as well get in rhythm with it. Okay.
The 104-room hotel recycles nearly everything and doesn't use industrial-strength commercial cleaners. Instead, they clean with what housekeeper Agnes De Palm calls the strongest cleaning products of all.
Just simple kitchen vinegar that we use. Together with baking soda, when you combine all those two products together and we put in the drains, it cleans up the drain.
The resort's environmental sensitivity isn't part of the current hotel trend to go green in ways like urging guests to hang on to their towels for another day. Bacuti Beach Resort's extreme green started about 25 years ago when Aruban local Ewald Beemans got a $3 million loan from the Dutch government to build one of Aruba's first hotels. At the time, the island's primary business, an oil refinery, was shutting down, and attracting tourists seemed the only economic hope. Beemans launched his swank beachfront hotel by hanging a coil of copper piping he found at the dump up on the roof.
Then I attached it to hoses and then laid it in the sun, and that what heated the water.
Going solar on the desert-like island was easy, but water is precious and expensive. To give his hotel customers the comfort they demand for his prices, Beemans designed bathrooms that use about a quarter of the water consumed in hotel toilets, sinks, and showers.
It's taking in air, converting it into pressure, and therefore you get less water and more air in the water. And you have the impression that you're doing very well, but it uses about 50 to 60% less water than a conventional shower.
Water the hotel reuses.
This is distilled seawater, extremely costly to produce, and so why waste it? But the shower and the basin goes into a tank. It is then recycled. It is dispersed in the gardens for the wonderful lawn that you have down there. No cost.
Each room has a sensor that turns off lights and air conditioning when no one's around. To avoid plastic, the morning newspaper is hung from old pillowcases designed into bags. In the restaurants, straws are only given on request, and any leftover food is composted or given away. What Ewald Beemans never expected is how much money Being Green saves.
I'll give you an example. We had a dramatic increase a couple of years ago because of energy costs went up. Well, our energy bill has increased minimally. And so therefore, I didn't have to raise my rates. I didn't have to put in an energy surcharge.
Every other hotel on the island did. The problem, says James Heppel, president of the Aruba Hotel and Tourism Association, is that the recession is making most resorts balk at the investment required to go green in ways more significant than washing fewer towels.
The resistance is probably more from the hotels saying, well, to the customer, it hasn't proven to them to be a great marketing advantage at this particular time.
Frustrated by the other hotel's hesitation to go green, Beemans actively attends conventions where he lectures Caribbean hotel owners on how investing $1 million now on a solar, water, and waste redesign will be repaid in about 3 to 4 years.
And so what this message is to the hoteliers is if you don't jump on this bandwagon of the environmental journey, eventually you're going to be out of business.
His decade-long message pushing is working. In the last 3 years, the Hyatt, the Westin, and 5 other hotels on Aruba have all become Green Globe certified. That means they satisfied 21 conditions created for the hotel industry at the 1992 United Nations Earth Summit. Beemans' environmental movement is also backed by many locals. Last year, 3/4 of Aruba's pro-development government was voted out of office and replaced with a new regime promising to do whatever is needed to prevent the tourist trade from trashing the island. Tico is a tour guide who doesn't hesitate to let visitors riding his van know the locals have had enough.
Every day we lose all the nature of the island. As a tour guide, we don't agree with this, what they did the last 10, 15 years with the island of Aruba.
Hotels consume about 60% of the island's resources. To control that, the government has imposed a 2-year moratorium on any new hotels. Minister of Tourism Otmar Odubar says there's also a plan in the works to require that a percentage of hotel profit go to funding alternative energy and infrastructure.
So the contribution of the hotels and the private sector, I think, definitely has, you know, the space and opportunity to be better than it is right now.
Several hotels have offered to invest in the island's expanding wind power in the hope that doing so can be voluntary and not law. Aruba's green hotels are being booked for this winter's high tourist season. The Bacuti Beach Resort has sustained the island's highest occupancy rate for 10 years. There's no exact data on why, but Ewald Beemans believes it's because more people like to take a vacation without leaving a big footprint. For Living on Earth, I'm Pippin Ross.